What is up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to the JP Paloma Show with your host, myself, JP. And today is March 6th, beautiful sunny day in Florida. Temperatures in the mid-50s right now, I believe, maybe low 60s. And we are here. So today I'm super excited for this episode. It's my first time bringing someone on the show. It's my good longtime friend and my fellow podcaster, Mr. Jesus Cano, the Lofty Introvert. What's up, my man?
What's up, bro? Thank you for having me on. Guys, I'm the Lofty Introvert, another fellow podcaster who's, out here doing this thing too, getting my voice out there, and I'm having fun with it. Podcasting is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. So how long? We've been probably... Since we both kind of agreed to get the podcast going, it's probably been, about a solid month, I would say. Maybe a little bit over a month for you. I know you started a little bit before me.
Yeah, it's probably been like a month and a half for me. And, the funny thing is that I've always shared, my love for podcasting with other people, but nobody seemed to actually understand what it was or, what am I listening to, like who, who's this famous guy who's talking? And to be honest, dude, it's just, a lot of the people are famous, like Joe Rogan podcast. Like he's, everybody knows Joe Rogan, but also gives us he podcasts, but it also gives us the ability to put our voice out there. Right. And to also be heard among all those people. So it's actually,
it's fun.
It's fun, dude. You're like, and that's one of the things. So as soon as, and like I said, a lot of people weren't into that, didn't know what it was. And like you said, we've been friends for a long time, but when you brought it up, I was like, I couldn't even believe it. I was like, I almost right. I was like, I know what that word means.
I'm in the same boat because, like, the same as you, like, I've been wanting to do this for a while, and it was because of the Joe Rogans, people that I've heard, just cool podcasts, right. Different story times, and like you said, there's people now that come up to me, examples, like yesterday, I think someone's like, so what is it that you do? Like, what is podcasting? Like, people just, this is a fairly new idea it actually isn't, but to the majority of people, it's still very like underground. Like, you're almost like, it's not like, now social media is really big, Snapchat, people do communicate that way, but nobody really thinks about like, oh, you know what, let me just podcast my ideas or just just start talking, and people just really don't know what to talk about or how to even begin to make a podcast, so
absolutely.
Thankfully I happen to just come across Anchor, and how do you feel about Anchor and your podcast and your show?
Wow, dude, that was the thing, because as soon as you said, we're talking about podcasts, I was immediately like, it's time to get back on the grind. I'm going to do what I actually said I was going to do and make the podcast. But then I stumbled through the same thing I always, come across is like, how do I do it, right? And then when you suggested the Anchor app, I'm like, I'll download it. I'll take a look at it. But I've downloaded a lot of apps too that were kind of like that, had the same idea, but I never did anything with them because at the end of the day, it just gives you all these ideas but never actually gives you any solid information on how to actually do it, like practical stuff. So when I downloaded, I was scared. Almost like, I downloaded the episode, I was like, dude, this is all I have to do, just press publish and that's it.
Right.
I was like, it's too good to be true, right? So I went ahead and did it anyways. I remember, not even telling you, bro. I just did it. And then I was like, hey, dude, I have a podcast now. Check it out. So I love it, man. I'm grateful for coming, for you showing me this app, because I was like, it's giving me another way to express myself. And also I recommend it for anybody else who might be doing something, like an artist who's trying to promote his work, a musician who's trying to promote his work, anybody that has something to tell, I recommend you doing a podcasting, because like you said, it hasn't become mainstream yet, like as if people were listening to the news, but it's getting there pretty soon. It's going to be like, let's check the podcast, see what's going on in the world, right? There's people out there with new technology, they're sharing it through podcasts, medicines, and with all these CBDOs, they're sharing it through podcasts, like that's going to be the new way to gather information, so
It is. And funny, I was driving this morning, and I usually listen to music in my car, you know, but this morning I was listening to the radio, and I think it was a station that was for iHeartRadio, and funny enough, that they're like, hey guys, if you like listening to podcasts, they're like, we on our iHeartRadio app, you can listen to podcasts. And I was like, wow, that's actually for a radio station. Normally, you know, you would think people that are trying to come up with the radio is, you know, the way to communicate to the masses, you know. So now they're promoting podcasting. So it's like you said, it's the next thing that I think in the next 5 years, or even less than that, maybe in the next 2 years, I think it's going to just, you know, a lot more people are going to start talking and getting more involved. And you know, it's awesome. And it's exciting that we started now and we can help other, you know, all these other people that are going to be curious about it in the future and help them out,
like, you encourage
know?
Them. And, you know, like you said, it's almost like the new, especially with iHeart doing it, it's almost as a, you know, if you can't beat them, join them kind of thing. Like, you'd think they'd be opposite, right? Like iHeart doing their thing and doing their own radio thing. But now they're actually, you know, joining with podcasts and moving people onto the platform. You know, that's a good sign. You know, it's going to benefit a lot of people who are already doing it. And like you said, like, we're already jumped in, and it's nice for us because we're here to help out other people too and encourage them to do it. Like, we're not on here saying, like, you know, all the fame for us and all the fun for us podcasting. Yeah. We're actually going out and saying, like,
monetizing.
You should do one.
Monetizing
only one. Don't listen. There's only my podcast.
I guess too, another thing I was gonna talk about too, so for people that don't know, you and I, we were actually co-workers. We worked for Ayahuasca together, you know, we've known each other for a very long time. I want to say probably since, I don't know, high school, maybe middle school.
Forever. I went to, me and your brother are in the same grade, right? So, you know, all through kindergarten, and I just knew of you until like about, you know, middle school, high school. Then actually, you know, like, then we got introduced and stuff like that, you know how it is. But
we've known each other for a long time. How long have you been into, I've been in the service industry since I can remember. I've done different things here and there throughout, but I started when I was in, I think I was like 16, like washing dishes, you know, like I've been doing this for service industry for so long. And then finally I got into bartending and managing, which is what I've done in the recent years. But how long have you been doing this? Like, I know you've worked in restaurants for a while too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the reasons for why I actually enjoy consuming podcasts and other people's work is because, or content as well, is because I've been in the restaurant industry since I was 14 years old, right? Washing dishes and then slowly moving up to, you know, pizza maker, cook, and then server, bartender, all those things, right? So I've been since I was 15, I'm 30 years old now. And a lot of the times, right, that industry, it's very, very tough because at the end of the day, right, you stay like late night, so you need to wind down, right? So what do you do? Like, sometimes I don't like to listen to music because I'm gonna get even more hyped. Like, we listen to music even right now when we're together, we listen to music to get hyped to keep serving, dude.
Yeah,
we're blown out, we're tired, right? Our social batteries are like, you know, they're done. And so when I get out of work, I don't want to do it. So, you know, since doing it for so long, that's one of the things that's been helping me out is listening to other stuff. And back in the day, dude, like, we didn't really have that stuff, right? Like,
yeah, it's very.
I remember not having really anything. Like, I just have to go home and, you know, just.
And like you said in one of your episodes, you like books. I like reading myself, but that's one thing that I haven't really got into and I want to is just sitting down, relaxing, and just listen to a narrated book, you know, because you were saying in one of your episodes that when you're listening to someone and their voice just gets they put you into the book, like you're part of, you're like, you can almost picture, you can close your eyes and picture yourself being there in the book. And that's something that, you know, narrations and podcasting is cool because people can just put on, like you said, put on your headphones, put on your your pods and just kind of just step away from reality for a second and get lost into this, you know, the stories or different shows, whatever you're wanting to listen to.
Right. So, right. Yeah. Man, I love it. That's what I'm saying. It's just all about, you know, because sometimes you just want to, read a book. And for sometimes when I read, I'm not always in the mood to actually read. Like, I'll be reading the letters, but then my mind's not in it yet. And sometimes you kind of need the extra help from other people. So you could kind of, you know, the voice, the actor to get you into it, you know, just in the same way you listen to a song, right? And yeah, you like the beat and everything. Sometimes you need the musician to kind of explain to you what the song is about, right? And you get a different perspective about it. So it's like, you know, reading in 3D kind of. So I enjoy it. And even for you, like when I listen to your podcast, you know what, dude, I imagine, as weird as it, I imagine as Joe Rogan, but with your face on it, right? Tell me about MMA, right? Right? I imagine you outside of the octagon, like spectating your toe. Yeah, I was like, okay, so what's going on? So hopefully, dude, this is one of our many collaborations that we do to inform people about MMA. You'll be informing people about the MMA news. I'll be informing people on how much I don't know about this stuff, right? Yeah. You'll be kind of telling both of us, like everybody.
Yeah, that's actually funny because I was thinking about one of my questions, you know, coming into this podcast. I was like, so if we were to start a show together, what would it be about? And then some of the ideas I had was, my first idea was roasting. You know, just like, you know, because when we get together with people, and we're always roasting each other, or like just comedy or memes or something, you know. But
that's it, especially when you're in service industry, and that's what it's all about, right?
Like, oh man, yeah, being in the service industry, like all your coworkers pretty much are your family. Because one, if you're in the service industry, you probably spend more time with your coworkers than you spend with your family most of the times, you know. So you become close, and roasting is just part of just getting that.
Showing love.
Getting that stress out after.
Absolutely.
Just want to roast each other out.
Right. Odds are, if I don't roast you, I don't care about you really that much. So, like, you know, you want to get roasted, and you know, that's, you know, it's fun, you know, to,
yeah,
because that's one of the main reasons why, one of the things I encourage people to make podcasts is that everybody has some value to give, right? And you meet some pretty interesting coworkers sometimes, and you're just like, oh, man, this guy's so funny.
I've met so many characters, bro, throughout my service industry that I'm like, wow, like these people, like, I mean, just people that you would never, like, in school, you know, you never come across, or, you know,
right,
but in the service industry, you just come across some characters, and
you gotta
love everybody for, you know, for who they are. But I was gonna ask you too, so how did you come up with the picture on the Lofty Introvert, like your big
which
picture?
One?
Like, it's the one, like, a cartoon guy.
Well, funny story, bro. That's actually, you know, we have a local, you know, fair. It's the Firefighters Fair. We have every year.
It's actually coming up. It's actually this week.
Yeah, it's actually this week. That's why it's so funny now that I think about it, because I did it 2 years ago. It was a guy, you know, they always have a guy drawing up caricatures, right? So I sat down, and that's how he drew me, dude. That's how he drew me. And I just, like, cut myself out, and photoshopped myself in the background. But this is actually a drawing. I remember wearing that V-neck shirt and then my tattoo.
But it's so funny because now, you know, recording this episode, I'm like looking at the screen, and it's got your picture.
It's hard to take me seriously with a picture like that.
And another question I had for, like, what's behind, like, your the Lofty Introvert? How did you come up with that name for your podcast? Was it something just like that happened randomly? You're just like,
it took a little bit of thinking into, because you know, I knew what I wanted to talk about, but then also, when you think about how much podcasts are growing, all names are taken, right? So I'm like, I know I wanted to choose my name, but I'm like, I know I wanted to kind of put what I'm about on my podcast, just in case I'm vague in my shows a little bit, because there's a learning curve too that we'll talk about later. But I know that I was like, man, I need to pick a name that kind of shows what I'm about. And so I was like, all right, I want to do something about introvertedness and anxiety and depression. So, you know, what could I put with that? And all names were taken, and I was like, you know what? What's another name that nobody thinks about? I remember typing it in, and I remember seeing the word, like, lofty, right? And that pretty much means, like, high
or high class
or somebody, yeah, high class, somebody with high moral standards. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? That's kind of, that kind of works, right? Because, you know, whenever you talk about those things, in a way, you have to take anxiety and depression seriously, because a lot of people suffer from those things, right? And it's a very invisible mental illness, right? So I was like, whenever I talk about it, I also make lighthearted humor about it, but I take it very seriously, and I take it with high moral standards, you know? So that's kind of like, you know what? Lofty introvert. Like, I'm an introvert naturally. Yeah. And, you know, I want to talk about these things, kind of, you know, these serious things, but kind of
with a comedic, you know, like a light.
Exactly.
Light. Yeah. No, yeah, I like that. I like that. I mean, just the name, that's cool, because I had never, you know, I had never heard, like, you know, those two words together. So when I saw it, I was like, man, that's actually pretty cool. Like, that's awesome. You know?
Right. But, exactly. Thanks, Ryan. And that's one of the things I mean, hey, if anybody's going to be a creator right now, jump on board now, because we're running out of names here. No fun.
Yeah. Better start.
I mean, for you, it must have been easy, I imagine, because, I mean, rumor has it that JP Palomo stands for Jesus Podcast Palomo. So I'm pretty sure you were already set.
Jesus Podcast
That's funny. What I heard. I don't know. If it's
true. Yeah, no. When I was thinking about what I'm gonna call my show, I mean, I honestly thought, being that I'm a big fan, and like also these late night shows, like, what are some of the late night personalities? Oh God, I can't think of any right now. But a lot of them are
comedians, or
you know, like the shows that they're like late night with.
Like Conan.
What's this other guy? I can't think of his name right now.
Of course, but, right now we're doing a pod, but if we were chilling, I at least could remember everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the Joe Rogan Experience. So easily for me, I was like, you know what? The JP Palomo show. Like, I can just talk about anything that I want to talk about.
Yeah, it's your show. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, pretty much it doesn't say like a certain topic, it doesn't say anything, it's just the JP Palomo show. So technically I can just come on here and just talk about anything that I want, you know, at any given time. So that's why I kind of just picked that, and I'm like, all right, it's not like someone's gonna have that taken, like the JP Palomo show, like, no,
right, exactly. And then that honestly, that kind of fits your personality, bro, because also when you're a bartender for years, bro, you're a bartender manager, so in a way when you're at the bar, bro, you have to talk about anything, right? You have to be ready to talk about anything. So I mean it's a good pick with the JP Palomo show, because you could talk about anything. Like, that's your personality. It's what you've been doing for years already at work, you know.
Exactly. I've learned to hone on the skills, like, you know, I've learned to just being in the service industry, like you and I, like we have to talk to strangers every single day, people that I've never met before. I have to somehow, you know, come up with a good, you know, like, hey, what's up, guys? And you got to get along with them. And a lot of times people will start a conversation, or they're kind of test you and see, you know, there's people in the service industry that are very, like, just blank, you know, like they're just doing their job. You can, and people can tell you right apart, like, all right, this person's just here. But if you learn to have fun with it, and you learn to, like, with me behind the bar, I had so many regulars, and the reason is because we would just start talking, and we just, you know, I'd see how's their day going. I'd ask them questions. I remember their kids' names. I remember where they're going on vacation, you know. And it's just something that comes with time. So I think another reason that podcasting is a little easier for us is, and compared to people that might not be in the service industry, that aren't used to talking to complete strangers, you know, we're used to that. We're used to just start talking and
improvising, like
improvising,
talk about
anything,
right? If they throw a topic about, you know, I don't know, divorce, or if they talk about baseball, you need to, you know, have a little input, because at the same time, bro, like you were saying, they come into your place, they're your guests, right? So you did come into your house, you have to be a good host and entertain them a little bit, because, you know, they're just like, as I, if I come on my day off and, you know, from work, and I want to go to get a drink, and, you know, it's nice that the bartenders, you know, people who are working there are nice to me and talk to me, you know? So, that's, you know, for, you know, it is easier for us, but only because we're used to it. I remember me personally, bro. I wasn't always like that.
Right. But just shyer.
Yeah, I just shyer. And like, if somebody told me anything, just like fake laugh, you know, when you're just like, oh, yeah.
That's so funny. That's funny because I don't mean to do that, but there's a lot of people that now that they might be saying something and it's just like, haha.
Yeah, and they walk away. You know, well, yeah, it's.
That was so fake.
Yeah, well, it's because, like, when you tell people, like, you know, we're cashing somebody out, we want them to leave to pay, so we give them their check, and they're like, we tell them, like, hey, get you guys anything else, and they're just like, oh, yeah, the winning lottery number. Yeah. That's like, that's the only response to that. So I do it, too, but only when someone tells you stuff like that. It's like, come on. I'll be serious. What else do you
need? Yeah, no, that's true because I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Like, Emily, anything else for you guys? Yeah, the winning lottery. Oh, ha ha.
It's like, you're so original.
Yeah,
I know. They think that they're the only people that say that. That's funny.
That is funny, bro. Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
So, yeah, there's a little bit of that, absolutely, where you have to fake laugh. That's the only proper response.
Yeah, it's a lot better than just not laughing. Just like,
Yeah. We've known coworkers that don't care.
Exactly. Oh man, so I was gonna ask you, since you brought it up, so how long do you think, so I know obviously, like, we've been in the service industry, we've been doing it for years, so we're a lot better at it. How long for people would you say, for other people that are curious about podcasting, what do you think is the learning curve, like, what is the time frame that you think you can start one? And I mean, obviously, I don't know how many exact followers we have yet. Obviously, we just started. So hopefully within a year, I would say we can see, you know, we can get a little following and learn the tricks and, like, get more, you know. But how long do you think that would, you know, a learning curve for this is?
Right, yeah, like right now, first and foremost, like, we can't really tell how much our followers is, right? Unless people want to support us and give us a shout out on social media, share our stuff. That's one of the best ways that we know, you know, we have fans. Other than that, the analytics are very vague, right? It just tells you how many listeners and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's pretty encouraging too, but it's even more encouraging when our friends and our family share our stuff and get us out there. But for how long it takes, it varies to person. The only thing I could say that's a must is that you have to do it now, right? Like, how inexpensive is it to just take your phone and start recording, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't
cost
really anything, and just send it out there. And what I would have to say about that is that the learning curve begins to happen when you take action, right? So take action, put it out now, and then have it out there, and then you can critique it later on, you know, and say, like, all right, maybe I need to work on this. And that's how growing starts. So for me, it might take a little bit longer because as I'm seeing the stuff I need to improve, at the same time, like, I don't know how much time everybody has, right? I still have some time, but, you know, I have, you know, my kid and my job to take care of. So, like, at the same time, every now and then I'll try and do it. But at the same time, I'm still kind of learning, right? But as I put out another episode, and I don't let not having a mic that works 100% or not having editing tools, I don't let that stop. And I haven't even heard from any of it. Actually, I've only heard positive stuff from my for my podcast, like, oh, hey, I like your content, and you should keep making it. Can't wait for the next episode. I haven't had anybody that tells me, dude, your mic sucks, or, dude, you're breathing too hard.
That's true.
I think that the learning curve is, it's a very real thing, but at the same time, I still think that you could do it now without having to learn anything.
Oh, right?
With the help of the Anchor app. Other than, if it wasn't for Anchor, it would be a little bit more hard. You need a computer. Fix up your RSS feeds, but you know, you gotta know how
to work all these things. And
yeah, exactly.
Anchor takes that away. It's just easy.
It's so easy to put it out there. It's, you know, just raising your phone, your phone up to your face and just talking. And that's when the learning curve comes. You begin to, like, oh man, you know, I want the more fans I get, my listeners and my viewers deserve to get a little bit better sound or something like that, and then I'll work with that and get it going.
Like right now my studio is pretty much my my computer desk, and my, you know, I got my phone plugged in, I got that But as time goes on, and as you know, obviously a lot of people, like, you want to maybe get a designated location where you might build a little room and make it into like a little studio. And,
yeah, I use my closet, you know, so anybody.
Yeah.
Because that's honestly what's going to give me the best sound for what I have, right?
Yeah.
So just from what I have right now, the closet is where I get the best sound and
You get the walls,
most comfortable.
The
voice, I don't have
going too far.
Right. You don't have too much of an echo, or if I'm by my window, like, I remember I was trying to record it and I heard like a fire truck passing by. I was like, no, I had to stop it.
No, like, it's funny. So, an episode I was doing, about 2 weeks, I think it was a week or two ago, I'm sitting there and I was the episode when I was outdoors. My dog's laying right next to me. He's just laying down, you know, taking a nap. He must have heard something in the distance, but he started barking so loud that I had to just erase that podcast and start all over because I freaked out. I'm like, oh man, what do I do now? Like, my dog just ruined this whole conversation I had, like, for three or four minutes.
I know, and then the retelling of the facts isn't 100% how you had it.
Yeah, so
first time was the best way.
And I can't get mad at him because I'm outside, you know, just recording with him, and he's just, you know, he's a dog. He hears the noise, and he's gonna defend. You know,
there you go. That's part of the learning curve, right? Like,
exactly. You know, so now I know, like, record away from my dog.
So that, you know, little things like that, you're like, oh, it was a little inconvenient. Actually, for us, it was a learning curve even joining, having a this thing together, because we tried it like two times.
Exactly.
We tried already two times to get it right. We're like, all right, let's do it. Oh man, it was funny.
The first time I started this. I went through my whole introduction, and then finally I'm introducing you, and then here comes, hello, can you hear me? I wasted that whole minute, and then you couldn't even hear me. So that's part of you just like making sure you got everything working, you're ready to go, and but that all comes with time, just like everything. You know, it takes practice to become a professional. So. But like you said, the thing is, we're having fun, we're having a good time, you know, we're building followers, and that's all it takes, is just not giving up, and we'll see how it goes from here.
Absolutely, and that's one of my goals. I know that, you know, for me, the end goal for me is obviously achieving something that I never thought I would do for a long time ago, right? Like, first of all, I think I'm thinking about making a podcast. I'm like, first there's steps, all right? There's me learning how to get it out there, and not only that, but sometimes even have to work on myself too. I have to stop being shy, I have to stop being all these things, you know. So by the time I'm done, I don't know if I'm gonna be done, but when I get pretty decent into it, I want to be able to look back and like, man, look at how far I've come, right? Look at how much my stuff has improved. Now I'm really getting a sense of who I really, now every my fans are getting a sense of who I actually am versus the shy guy that I pretend to be. But
exactly.
Everybody's got him. Nah, I'm so loud at home talking to everybody, you know. So, like, you know, that's kind of, want to be more genuine and in the telling of whatever I have to tell. Like I said, I talk about anxiety and depression and have all these things. Useful things. So, like, you know, the end goal is to be like, turn back and be like, man, look at everything
look
I've
at
done.
How far I've come, you know.
How far I've come, you know. My insecurities are way back there where I left them a long time ago, but I had to put them out there first and deal with them, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to just do that first and get through that process. And I'm sure a year from now we're gonna look back on our first
and delete episode, our episodes, our first
episode, and be like, man, like, really, like, wow.
I know we've talked about it before, and that's one of the things we agreed on. We're like, man, we're not gonna delete any episodes, right? They're there for a purpose.
Exactly. And that's and that purpose is so you can go back and learn from what you did, and you know, you can appreciate where you become, where you're going, and how far you're going. So
absolutely,
it's an exciting thing, man. Like, I can't wait to see what the future holds for, you know, for podcasting. It's something that if you know, like anything in life, if you focus on something, you're gonna get good at it. And thankfully for us, podcasting is something you can monetize, and one day this could be, you know, you might be able to afford a little studio, and this could be something that you just do full time, and you don't even have to be full time. Like, as like right now, we have to work, you know, we have to physically be at the place we work at. But with podcasting, I mean, you could have 10,000 followers, you know, 20,000-50,000 followers, and you can, it might just take you one day a week where you podcast and you're making, you know, a good amount of money. So
absolutely, I've had podcasting podcasters that I support, right? Like, I've listened to their podcast, they took me to the website and I've become a donor to a couple of them, where one of them $7.99 a month, and I know, and that supports the podcast, and I get to hear them, you know. And to me, it doesn't feel like much, you know, money every month, but I enjoy their stuff and their content, and I want to keep hearing them. And I know that with podcasting, and now I've experienced it, but I'm like, you know, yeah, it does take time away from our day, right? And even though we're doing it for ourselves, we're doing it for our fans too, right? That deserve, yeah, better sound quality, better editing, as in, you know, to get the most out of our microphones, have the, you know, the crisper sound. And
yeah,
so it's nice to get paid for that stuff too, you know. And, and it gives you, just like anything, it gives you, you know, when you're making money, you feel good as well. And I don't mind giving my money to people that exactly, that deserve it, that I can, yeah, tell that the labor in their podcast, you can tell they're very well made, they have good content, whatever. I just, yeah, like their voice, like, I'll, yeah, lay it down.
They're passionate, you know, they're dedicated.
It's a passion. Yeah, I don't want them to quit. I want them to keep making shows. I like listening to them, you know. And also, they become friends through the mic, through the headphones, right? Like, you hear their stuff, and I'm like, you, if they do a really good job, you feel like you know them, right? Just like you, yeah, were talking about audiobooks, you feel like you're there with them, right? And
exactly.
I don't mind, you know, helping them make money if, as long as they keep, you know, putting some content, because I know it takes time out of their day. And, you know, you do have to think about that stuff. You know, how many times we've thought about going to get better microphones. And,
yeah,
you know, we're investing ahead of time, you know. So, yeah, I put some money already in advance before I'm actually getting anything. I'm not getting anything yet.
Yeah, but exactly. You know, but it's just the fact that you got the passion there and you want to be better at it. And and that the money's going to come, you know, as anything. You know, you stick with something for a certain amount of time. And then it's just a matter of views and...
Exactly.
You know, perfect example for YouTubers, like people that YouTube. You know, you might start out with just 100 people watching your video, and you might get discouraged. Some people will get discouraged and give up, but those people that don't, those 100 people will turn into 1,000. Those 1,000 will turn into, you know, multiple thousands, and before you know it, you're making millions of dollars for YouTube. You know,
absolutely.
Of sponsors and ads and all that. So
right. And recommending stuff that you like, that's one of the things that I was thinking about the other day. You know how many things I bought? A lot of things that I hear from podcasters or YouTube videos that they're like, they take a little break and they're like, by the way, you know, you should get this razor, it looks really good, this and that. You end up buying it, I'm like, man, this is a great product, I'm glad I heard about it. I would have never heard it if I walked to Walmart, because they don't sell it there, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, for, you know, for podcasts that have a big following, and they're, you know, I check out some of the stuff that they have. I'm like, let me check, you know. I ended up buying a pipe to smoke tobacco. It's just smoking, you know, tobacco. So, like, and I don't really even use it. I just, it looked cool. I wanted it and I have it. But I'm like, you know, it's good to have, you know, when you get a good following, you know, and not only do they monetize stuff, but if you have something that you like and you really support them, you could even help the business owner sell product for him, right? Or recommend services, like, you know, who doesn't have a good friend that knows how to do something really well as craft? And you're just telling people about it.
For example, those of you who don't know, iJalisco offers happy hour
money. Oh, yeah.
2 to 6. Go check them out.
I want my pay.
I want my cut. anything you like, if you have the good amount of followers, you can promote anything, and people will go, you know, if you promote a business, a restaurant, a product, anything, people are gonna go and you know, just like TV, it's just like if you see your favorite musician or actor recommending something on TV, and you're like, especially for the younger people, you're like, oh man, this guy's wearing that, you know, like I want that, you know. It's just a matter, you know, that's how society is. And
yeah, dude, and plus you like the product too, if you like it, you know. I like this, I'm gonna tell everybody about it. You know, so
exactly.
It's nice to have that, because sometimes you're like, man, I want everybody to try this, but then, you know, you put it on Facebook and you get like one like. It's like, you're like, oh. But if you have a following, man, you could, you know, recommend products that you like, you know, to Yeah. It's like sometimes they'll even let you try the products out for free. You know, you get people will tell you like, hey, you know, if you. Yeah. I've had people tell me that on my Instagram, that pretty large following on Instagram, like, hey man, if you put this, you know, I'll give you like free shirts if you just get my, you know,
yeah, just put this their post. Name out there.
Yeah, and then like that directs them, you know, and they get, you know, let's say they get 200 views for my posts onto their website, and let's say like 50 people buy them. That's more money than, you know, that if, you know, that they're gonna get for giving me a shirt or two, right?
Exactly. So. No, absolutely. Absolutely. This has been a pretty good episode. We're on minute 35 now. Just like,
yeah, and like, you know, time flies when you're podcasting. Time flew. At the same time, you're having fun, you know, and it's better. Yeah. Like, I like this platform much better than doing it solo. Just doing it solo, like, I'm able to share my thoughts, but sometimes. You know, and that's something that we have to work at too as podcasters. Like, another obstacle is I've said it before in my other podcast, is like, we're talking to a microphone and no, yeah. You know, you guys, a lot no of audience. Are,
yeah,
we have no audience. You know, it's a struggle to, sometimes we get the, you know, we're like, man, I have to say something interesting all the time. And sometimes that's not what a lot of people want. Sometimes they just want to see some people want to hear you for you, you know, like, yeah. I'll listen to the JP Paloma show because, you know, I know my friend and I just want to hear what he has to say. You know, you don't have to be entertaining, but I know you have some value to give. I will listen to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so, you know, we have to cultivate, you know.
Yeah. And that's a good tip to give out for people that are going to be listening to this, is if you are curious about podcasting and you want to join, you know, myself or you and any of our shows, actually, speaking about this, we can actually add 1, 2, or 3, 4 more people onto the show, so we can have a group of people all at the same time on the same show with Anchor. And that's what's so awesome, is that if you have 4 people talking about a certain subject, the ideas and the, you know, everybody's got different opinions and the perspectives, so the show is going to be a lot more entertaining. It's compared to if it's just myself, because like the episodes I've been doing are very short. You know, I've been keeping them kind of short because at a certain point, like on one topic, you know, you run out of stuff to say. You know, but when you bring in the, you know, another person into the equation, that person brings you a whole other perspective, and you can talk
and exchanging about of ideas, like,
exactly. So you can talk a little bit longer, you can talk a lot more, you can make it funner. So I guess I'll you know, I'll end it with that. And like always, people that are interested, I'm on Facebook, JP Palomo. I'm on Instagram, Vitamar, on Anchor at JP Palomo Show. And you're actually on your show is actually on Apple already, right? The iTunes.
Yeah, if you guys want to look me up, The Lofty Introvert on the Apple iTunes podcast catcher, it's on there. And you could also find me on Instagram, The Lofty Introvert. The Facebook group, we have The Lofty Introvert Facebook group, and you're on there, bro. A couple of our work buddies are on there too, friends. And you can find me on those.
More
people involved, liking, sharing our stuff. That's how you should show support. If you enjoyed this episode, and if you guys also, any of you guys want to join the podcast, if you have something of value, or you don't have to have anything of value, if you just want to come on,
just chit chat with us, and maybe we'll just, you know, like we said, it's just make it fun, you know.
We're inviting you to our platform so you could kind of get the, maybe if podcast is something you want to do, right? If you're comfortable, if you had fun, go and do a podcast, right? Or if you have something to, you know, you want to go on and you want to tell us, tell our fan base about something that you have to offer, come on too, you know, both ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it takes 2 seconds to just come on, you know, and then
you
experience the joy of having freedom. Sometimes you feel good for when you're like, man, I had the freedom to do this, and you know, nothing stopped me from doing it, and then now it's on there, and you know, you feel good. You really do feel good. After I do an episode and I send it out, I feel great.
I know, exactly. Me too. I'm like, man, I just did this. People get to hear this, my opinions, and that brings me to another thing I was thinking about, is that I've been getting a lot more following on Instagram from random people, and it's because I've been sharing on Instagram my new podcast. So And at the same time, I've been getting listeners from other platforms. So it doesn't just matter if it's just you start off sharing with your friends, but a lot of your friends, you know, they're not always going to be there to be like liking your stuff or listening to your stuff. So you start creating a bigger audience, but a lot of these people are just people I don't even know, because I've been getting followers on Instagram recently, and it's like, what? Who are these people? And right. It's just people that might like podcasting, and they might just like to listen to your show. They'll go on Spotify or wherever, and they'll listen to your show, and they'll add you, because I'm telling on every episode, find me on Instagram at VitaMar, you know. So it's cool, man. You get to start making friends with other people, and people just know you, and you know, they subscribe to your show. So every time we drop another episode, it should pops up on their phone, and it's like, well, you know, the Lofty Introvert just released another episode, and that's cool, man. That's
exciting. It's nice to see other people enjoying your work. You know, you do something, and you know, your friends or even strangers are like, man, I really liked it. You know, that's awesome. You know,
absolutely, my man. So that pretty much brings me to the end. I gotta actually, unfortunately, I have to work at 2. But thank you so much for coming on, you know, and let's do it. Like I said, we could do this more often. And if even, you know, who knows, we could talk about it and come up with a different podcast, maybe like a co-hosting podcast. You know, we have our own shows, and then and that, you know, maybe bring some other people onto that other show. We just got to come up with the good topics and stuff. So
absolutely, you know, to have fun with it. You know, that's the whole point. And you know, we each have our podcast, and we decided to get together, and we're like, man, we're really excited about this. We wanted other people to know about it, and we got to talk about these topics too. So you know, and it's nice to have somebody else talk about it. We talk about it briefly at work in passing, right? But we never get to sit down like we do now.
Yeah, exactly.
Record something. We're getting two things that we're sending out content for people to enjoy and actually learn about podcasting, and we're both talking about something that we're passionate about.
Exactly.
So it was nice. Thank you for having me on. Hopefully we do this soon. And thank you all guys for listening and tuning in. If you want to like and share this, send it out.
Like,
and
if you like this
together,
friends.
Let us know if you like this together. We'll keep making more.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. This was another episode for the JP Paloma Show. I will see you guys next time.
All righty. Goodbye.
Later.